This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more.
Ever wonder about that little chemical messenger buzzing around your brain, influencing everything from movement to motivation? We're diving into the fascinating world of dopamine today.
Dopamine, the unsung hero of our brain chemistry, it's everywhere.
It's like the brain's own personal party starter, right?
Exactly. But it's also a key player in some serious conditions, yeah.
So let's unravel this complex molecule, shall we? So where did this dopamine story begin?
Mid-20th century, Sweden. Arvid Carlsson's groundbreaking work showed dopamine wasn't just a stepping stone to other neurotransmitters, it was a star, you know, in its own right.
A real game changer. And what was the big revelation?
Its crucial role in motor function, especially in the basal ganglia. Think movement control.
So dopamine depletion leads to motor problems?
Precisely. Parkinson's disease, for example, is linked to a lack of dopamine.
That's a pretty significant connection.
Huge. And it led to L-dopa, a dopamine precursor, becoming a key treatment for Parkinson's. So essentially giving the brain a helping hand to produce more dopamine?
Exactly. A real breakthrough in treating motor symptoms.
But dopamine's influence goes way beyond movement, right?
Absolutely. The 70s and 80s saw a shift in focus to its role in reward and reinforcement.
The brain's feel-good system?
You got it. Stimulating dopamine-rich areas creates reinforcing effects. It's why we crave certain things.
So that's the reward prediction error concept.
Exactly. Dopamine signals the difference between expected and actual rewards.
And then there are the different dopamine receptor subtypes.
5 of them. D1, like receptor stimulate, D2, like receptors inhibit. It's a complete dance, huh?
And this complexity is linked to conditions like schizophrenia?
Yes. The dopamine hypothesis suggests excessive dopamine activity in the mesolimbic pathway contributes to positive symptoms like hallucinations.
So first-generation antipsychotics target those D2 receptors?
Precisely. They block dopamine transmission to reduce those symptoms.
Dopamine's influence extends to higher-level cognitive functions too, right?
Absolutely. It modulates working memory, attention, decision-making, all crucial for executive function.
So it's not just about pleasure and movement, but also about thinking and planning.
Exactly. It's a multifaceted neurotransmitter.
And what about modern research techniques? How are we learning more about dopamine now?
Optogenetics is a game changer. It lets us control the activity of specific neurons using light.
So we can essentially turn dopamine neurons on and off to see what happens.
Precisely. It's helping us understand its role in addiction, depression, and other conditions.
So from motor control to complex cognitive processes, dopamine's influence is truly remarkable.
It's a testament to the intricate workings of the brain and the power of a single molecule. Amazing, right?
That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your expertise. I really appreciate it.